It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the Morning Rush.
Part one.
It's the Morning Rush.
Oh, I'm so happy I'm back. I didn't abandon you, dude. No. Well, everything was... Okay, hold on. How about now? Hello? 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 We're gone? I'm okay. What about you? Yeah, but you're not moving. Hello? Say something. Chico! You abandoned me! Meron, try again. I don't know. How about you talk there? How about you talk there, Mr. Stranger?
Hello.
Say that again?
Hello.
Yeah, he's there. Chico's gone. He abandoned us.
He's finally suspended. The microphone decided that it's time.
Okay, well, let's see. Somebody should be going to the technician's booth right about now. He can't run.
Yeah, I can.
I can't run either.
I know. We both have different reasons of why we can't run.
Oh my, we have all the reasons to make him do the work today.
We can make him buy food and stuff.
There's none?
Yo, Chico.
Yo, Chico.
There you go.
Chico.
It's kind of funny seeing him running around.
I know. So Gino and I are left in the booth. And
but then again, he has an excuse also to not run around.
Which is?
Senior.
He's not senior yet. Let's see. Good morning. Good morning.
It is dead.
It's dead. His microphone is dead. D-E-D. Dead. But good morning, everybody. Welcome to April 15th.
That's right. Why didn't we think of that? The mute button.
Oh,
I didn't press it. I haven't pressed it yet. Somebody pressed it.
April 15th is payday. But it's not just payday. It's a deadline for tax returns.
Yes, it is.
What?
Yep. Yeah.
For all you
our
tax
very own
evaders.
Accountant is here.
Oh.
So early. But hey, good morning, guys. The gang's all back.
Hey.
The gang's all here.
Albeit we all have our disabilities, but
yes.
You know, we're back.
So
it is a post. Actually, it's what's more important is more than the taxes and you guys coming back. It was
binibining
last night.
Hey, a friend of mine was actually part of it.
Really?
Exam mayoralgo.
With what number?
I don't know what number she was since I wasn't able to watch it.
People were tweeting that they thought I was there. Because Dang Cecilio had made an appearance. She's a former beauty queen.
Yeah, Dang Cecilio.
And they said that I kind of look like her.
Nah, sorry pang binibining Pilipinas material. Ikaw na.
I don't know.
I'm sure naman kakabalik mo lang.
Oh, shut up. No, they were just tweeting me that they thought I was at the Binibining Pilipinas Golden. Golden? That's what they called it, right?
Yes, Binibining Pilipinas. No, Gold.
Gold.
Yeah, okay. 50 years.
Wala mo height requirement yun.
Meron.
Kaya alam natin, hindi ako.
All right, so today, so many people sent in like beauty contest topics. There were two that I was really choosing between because they were both pretty funny. One was the top 10, yung mga funny... Funny answers to the Q&A questions. Because yesterday was quite funny.
Interesting.
Really? Was it bad in a good way?
Yes.
Oh.
It was juicy. So maraming mga ano, maraming mga magandang
something point. as precious as Janina.
No, not as incredible as that. But there was this one question posted, what would you keep private? You know, in this day and age with Twitter and everything. So, well, I tweeted that if I were the contestant, I would answer the one thing I would keep private are my private parts. I thank you. So, pwedeng mga funny answers. Not necessarily nangyari talaga. You can come up with your own. Come up with your own.
Yeah, make it up, right.
And then it can also be like an intro. Like, for instance, somebody sent in possible, alam mo yung sa start.
Yes, when they introduce their names and where they, which province or city they come from.
Exactly. So, for instance, ito yung mga examples na binigay nila. For instance, matanda man ako sa inyong paningin, may asim pa din. Madam Auring, 75, Sampaloc. Are yung, but there's this really nice one eh. Parang ano ba yun? Kung ang Pilipinas ang perlas ng silangan, ang perlas ng kagandahan ay ngayon nakatayo sa inyong harapan.
Wow!
Di ba mga ganyan? So, that sort of thing. Anything at all. So, we are looking for the top 10 beauty pageant quotes.
Okay.
So, it can be an intro for yourself.
Or an answer from the Q&A.
Or an answer from a quote-unquote Q&A. You can come up with your own question and what would you answer?
All right.
To one of the... Because somebody actually answered world peace yesterday.
Really?
Everyone was going crazy. They were like, did she really just say world peace?
Well, she was trying to be quirky.
No.
She was serious?
Yeah, it was serious. It was not a wink-wink kind of thing. Ang sagot niya, world peace.
This is why we have this stereotype that beautiful people are not all there.
Yeah, although they don't, in fairness, they don't do naman that whole, yung magbibigay ka ng one-liner before you introduce
yourself. Yeah, not anymore. Yeah.
Actually,
anymore.
Sa mga ano yun eh, yung mga sa Ikulaga.
Right.
So, anything at all. So, any quote that you could think of, whether it's an intro for the beauty pageant,
mm-hmm.
or it can be like an answer to a question, anything at all. But you can come up with, if it's a question, it doesn't have to be like, nangyari talaga in a real
beauty pageant.
Make
it up.
Make it up. Make it funny. All right, so if you want to join us for today, the top 10 beauty pageant quotes, just key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Beauty Pageant Quotes.
Best FM radio station. 20th KBP Golden Dove Awards. Monster Radio, RX93.1. Your Kikai Barkada. The Morning Rush.
I can't tell you how much I miss talking on the radio. I mean, it felt like all of a sudden I couldn't have my say.
On whatever's happening.
And it's so cruel because you don't know it, but you feel entitled.
Yeah.
To speak and be heard. All of a sudden, that it's taken away from you. It's like, nobody cares about what I think or say.
And you can do it on Twitter, but there's something about actually saying out loud.
Yeah, saying the words yourself, so... Pardon me today if I'm enjoying each and every time I get to, you know, say something on the microphone.
Huh?
Nope. Huh? Anesthesia pa to.
Groggy pa to.
You know, I'm thinking...
Actually, I am under pretty strong pain meds.
Really?
Yeah, so...
So you won't remember things that we say to you?
I still will.
Oh, you will.
Only if it's bad things. The good things I won't remember.
Sounds like a lie to me.
He's very groggy. Or according to my mom, droggy. Kasi daw naka-drog.
Droggy. Isa kang droggy.
And she's serious. She goes, alam mo, droggy na ako. Sabi namin, Mom, it's groggy. Hindi droggy. Kasi uminom ako ng droga.
Although may sense.
No, but his mom droggy. makes up words na may sense. Remember the...
Yeah.
A rolling...
Sabi niya, a rolling stone gathers no moth. Sabi namin, moss. Oh. Hello, makaka-landing ba yung moth?
Makadapo.
Kung gumagulong yun.
So, hindi yun nagagather.
Tama rin eh. Tsaka yung kanyang stay put. Sabi namin, stay put. Sabi niya, hindi. Yung foot mo hindi
stay.
Matala.
Ipapastay mo yung foot mo. So, stay put.
Foot? Stay. Alright, here we go with the news. Ariella Arida is crowned Binibining Pilipinas Universe 2013. The stunning lady who hails from Laguna bested 49 other contestants during the coronation night held at the Smart Araneta Coliseum on Sunday night, April 14. The 24-year-old winner is a chemistry graduate from UP Los Baños. Ariel impressed judges during the Q&A portion with her answer on what women can teach men. What a beautiful question.
Yeah.
Quote, one lesson in life that women can teach men is being sensitive. Men are more logical when it comes to decisions. They're rational and straightforward. Unlike women, we use our hearts and we tend to get emotional when we make our decisions. Sensitivity is something that we women can teach to men. That was her answer. Bea Santiago was crowned Binibining Pilipinas International. Joanna Cindy Miranda was declared Binibining Pilipinas Tourism. While Mutia Johanna Datul was named Binibining Pilipinas Supranational.
Supranational.
Pia Wurzbach. Wow. Meanwhile, emerged as first runner-up.
Yeah. And even yesterday I was tweeting because there were some special awards. Yung brand-based.
Brand-based award.
Miss Ganita, Miss...
yeah, like shampoo.
The shampoo brand, yeah. Tapos Miss.
Isn't there like lotion?
Skin brand. No. Sabi ko, what if meron mga yung brand awards that we will never hear? Yung Binibining Legislation. Or, that's yun mga Binibining Minola Shiny Forehead 20.
Oh my gosh. They're just really...
Saka parang, alam mo, nanalo ka, pero parang hindi ka matutuwa na nanalo ka.
Nanalo ba ako?
Parang hindi ba the question?
Do you deem yourself a winner kung nanalo ka sa... What's that? Yung pinakapangit? What's that?
Yeah, Binibining... Parang may ganun eh. Parang Binibining
pangit.
Tapos meron pa yung Binibining... Binubuning Trossid 2013.
Saka binubuning trusted talaga.
Binubuning.
Yan yung mga hindi mo maririnig na mga
well, I didn't award. Catch it.
Yeah.
Because I got home very late.
I actually didn't know that it was until people started tweeting.
Did you watch?
So I watched it after I started reading the
did
tweet.
Did you see Ariella?
Yeah, I did.
Do you like
you know,
her?
They were like, I'm not kidding you, this is probably like the prettiest batch.
Oh, really?
That you've ever
but
seen.
Not the best batch. I mean, because they're all really pretty, but... The question and answer.
The way he says it, it really seems like...
No, but this is why we watch.
You know, the...
Honestly.
The classic, like... Because everyone was... Because we were getting spoilers na.
Right.
Who won. So they were like, but you know, mga nanalo, ganyan, ganyan. Ang ganda-ganda ni ganyan, ni ganyan. Tapos nung dumating yung Q&A, suddenly people were like, ah, kaya.
Ah, kaya. But that's a really good answer.
Yeah, di ba yun?
The answer that you just gave now.
It is.
The winner.
Pero alam mo yun, like, so many of them were like way prettier, way sexier. It's just that, ay, naku,
the answers talaga. Yeah.
Pero, you know, so, based on like everything, including the Q&A, then you go, yeah, she
well,
should win.
I was following on Twitter some of the makeup artists and fashionistas and, you know, and the other past winners. And they were posting pictures of them, you know, right before the show.
Yeah.
If you saw Venus Raw on Instagram, I was like, oh my gosh, she's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Like, she had a white gown, and then she had her hair, like, super tight, like, tight.
Yeah.
And then she had the 60s type of pony, like, it's so big.
Like a bun.
Beautiful. I'm like, wow, pitch perfect.
Yeah. So, yeah, I guess, you know, nobody's complaining because there were so many... Really pretty girl. Everybody loved the celebs, I think, because also they know her. That Verts back girl.
Yeah.
They were all rooting for her. A lot of them. They were expecting her to place. So.
Well, she's first runner-up. Should something happen, she will take the...
Yeah, and she can do like a Janine. Remember, Janine already joined another Binibining Pilipinas, and she didn't even land.
But I don't think you can join again if you land first
runner-up.
I think up to first runner-up, you can.
Oh,
it's
you
the,
can.
It's the titles. If you win a title...
Then you can't anymore.
Then you can.
So she can actually... Because Janine won the second time around.
Mm-hmm.
First time, not even close.
And
that's odd, isn't it?
But that's what like Shamsi and the rest of the guys were saying.
Like,
that
keep joining.
Yeah, keep joining. But also that she had worked so hard the year that she won.
Yes.
She had come back really strong with...
And with the experience.
With the
experience. It's nothing new to her anymore. So, you know, she came back like a seasoned veteran. So.
This reminds me
and
of
I'm guessing
Candace.
She had more confidence the second time around.
Yeah. Reminds me of Candace on American Idol right now.
Yeah.
She came back, I think this is her third or second.
Mm-hmm.
But man, because you haven't been catching AI?
Not recently.
I mean, seriously, this girl shouldn't even be joining a singing competition because
she's
like Mary J. Blige.
Whoa.
Yes, seriously. And every time she comes out, you know, I mean, I guess having joined the year before. There are some people who, most people will just say, oh, it's not for me.
Yeah.
They feel, you know, kind of depressed. But some people actually get up and join again only to win.
And sometimes when you lose, that's when you realize, oh, okay, so I'm not that competitive yet. So you gotta step it up.
Yeah.
And you gotta, but you gotta lose first.
Lose first.
The sting of the loss.
Of the failure.
It's like a classic Michael Jordan. You didn't get into like your high school basketball team and then you become the greatest player in the world.
Ever.
We're so positive. That's the news here on the Morning Rush. You've got Chico, Delamar, and Gino. Yep, everyone's here. Some
are we here? Do we really know we're here?
Well, Gino is half here because he's not
half of my brain is still floating around there somewhere.
Yeah, he's a little groggy.
And then Chico's just weird. I'm the only sane one.
Whatever.
All right, you got us until 10. Only here on Summer's Hottest, RX and V3.1.
Get ready.
React, greet, be heard. Facebook.com/RX931.
RX931.
Check it out.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
The Morning Rush.
Monts Radio, RX93.1. And, where we go?
Where we go?
Where we go?
Where we go?
Where we go? Because I disappeared again.
What is wrong?
I don't know. Help. Help.
Why is it your headphone?
Help.
No, it's
you
that.
Need somebody help. Not just anybody.
Okay. Alright.
What song is that? Sacrilege.
The Beatles.
The Beatles.
Oh, okay. I know the other Beatles song.
Oh my gosh.
What? You don't know Help?
No, obviously I don't. Because if I knew it, then I would have been like, oh, hey, that's
No, behind my I just wasn't singing it right.
Well, that's not a very far off possibility either.
You jerk.
Welcome back.
Dapat
inano rin nila, inanesthetize rin nila yung bitchiness ni Gino.
Wala, they gotta do it. Not enough anesthesia in the world.
It's true, because I've undergone it 3 times in my life, and there will be a 4th, the end of the year. So I'm telling you now, my memory will be cooked.
Oh,
we'll be zapped.
Mangutang tayo kay Del.
Right before.
Del, pahingin mo ano. Pero
lalo na pag ano, just in case ma-apektan yung short-term memory. Kasi mas delikado yung long-term eh. Long-term, mas matagal na mawala eh.
Okay lang kasi marami naman akong grudges eh. From years ago. So that will remain intact.
Alam niyo, napaka-nega niyo.
Nox, wala
what?
Na.
What?
Napaka-nega niyo.
I vowed yesterday I'm going to be a boss.
A what?
Tibo.
Yung positive.
Positive.
Hindi ba parang nega? Positibo. Positibo.
Oh, that's why people were tweeting me. They're all like, oh no, Chico's being positive. It's so weird.
Yeah, I will be.
Why? Huh? What happened?
No, your true nature will...
Yeah, it'll come out
of it. Will assert itself.
Yeah. I'm trying.
And claim you from the land of positivity to drag you back.
Back to negativity.
To negadom.
Come to think of it, there's so much reason for me to be like really bitchy now. Because my knee hurts, I can't eat properly, and wala lang, I'm with you guys, so.
Oh, what's stopping you? Ganun ka naman talaga even before the surgery.
It's not like anything.
It's nothing new.
No, but there's more reason to do so.
I want to make sure lang. So this is you nice?
Yes!
Thanks for the verbal cue.
What? Notice
how otherwise, we wouldn't have noticed.
Have I said anything bad to both of you today?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I haven't even said anything, like, nasty at all.
Oh, my gosh.
What? It's true.
Alam mo na apektuhan yung short-term memory.
I haven't said anything.
It has been just a few minutes ago.
But the only thing I said was that sometimes you sing off-key and that you're a senior. Oh, that's it.
Isn't that
really? Really? Tuhurin kita.
Well, wala na. Nagiging
siya
positive.
Wala na.
It's gone. There you go. I'm just trying to bring you back to who you really are.
5 minutes with you and that's it. Pero ano ha, alam mo ba yun? While you were knocked out cold, ako daw ang tinatawag mo eh. Ang alam ko daw yung sinasambit.
What?
Whatever. I was sleeping and snoring.
Pero ganun pala yung naririnig. Pero ang sarap no, ano, no, like, when, is it, was yours like, parang you breathed the anesthesia?
Apparently, they stuck a hose down my throat.
Oh, like that?
No, but I mean, how did they knock you out?
Well, that.
Diba, it's so nice. Parang you're like...
No, they injected something.
Yeah,
they injected something and then they made me inhale something. That. And the next thing I know, I was
parang
passed out.
Relaxing, no? Parang it's like...
And diba, parang finally rest.
Oh, I remember the first time I underwent a major surgery. Mm. So I was being prepped, right? So they do things to you before... Yeah.
Shave you.
Yeah, shave you and stuff.
Oh, really? I didn't know.
They shaved you, diba lang?
Oh, well, my knee. Whoa. So nga, no?
For an ACL surgery.
Oh my God, somebody touched you there. No.
Long term memory pala. Hey, wait, sorry. Before that, can I just thank the wonderful staff at Cardinal Santos Medical Clinic for Medical Center for you know being really nice and being really helpful.
Care of
and
you.
To Dr. Eufemio, if any of his staff was tuned in. Thank you. Wala lang. Thank you for getting me through the rain.
Yes.
And through the anesthesia.
I know, right? So it means hindi ano, hindi nag-work yung binride ko sa kanya. Sabi ko, ano kanya eh.
Nangyaya to.
Ika-straight kanya while she's at it.
And then actually, you know, you look down and, what?
The? It's the wrong operation. I mean, I wanted it, but not today.
And then you go,
that's the wrong operation. What have you done? What have you done, doctor? But it's so funny because like I look at my knees, right? And then on later on when I regain consciousness, I saw that my left knee, which is the uninjured knee, had a big letter X. So parang it was like the
not
symbol
this
like,
knee.
Not this knee.
They really have to do that.
Yeah.
Because it's a funny mistake, but it's a mistake that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not good at all.
Yeah.
Because I remember, okay, so I was undergoing anesthesia for the first time, and they were telling me, okay, this is pretty strong, and it's going to knock you out. Yeah. So we want you to, you know, we're going to administer it now. And then my doctor said... And she said, okay, are you ready? I said, yeah. Then they injected it. Oh, this is the second time. And then I said, oh, wow. Is this it? I'm loving this. And they were laughing. They told me after.
Yeah.
And then they made me count while I was groggy. Or
Droggy.
Or droggy.
They made me count backwards and then I was gone.
Yeah.
You won't even
reach
the
dulo. Ako, I remember up to, I think, 6. And then I don't remember anything after that.
Well, because that's how 4 seconds is how long it takes for the anesthesia to travel through your bloodstream.
And it's weird. You really don't. You can't.
You can't. You're powerless.
Too much of it, naman, can paralyze though somebody.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's why. That's why they don't take it lightly. The use of like anesthesia.
Kaya palang di na naka-move on yung puso ko.
The paralyzed.
Nice.
Yeah, but remember this is what happened to Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
He was using these drugs to get sleep
just
at
to
night.
Sleep. Because he's an insomniac.
Yeah. That's what they were saying.
Wow, what a life.
Right?
What a life.
I mean, parang fun, pero no.
No, not fun. All right, so the top 10 for today, we are doing the top 10 beauty pageant quotes in celebration of last night's Binibining Pilipinas and ang sangkabekihan ng Pilipinas.
I know.
Nakatutok.
Tsaka trust me, all the Beckys were commenting.
Yeah, like anything. Actually, even the non-Beckys. It's just that... Because
the Beckys are more different.
Because of the 1-2-3 punch kasi nila, Shamsi.
Awesome. Ngayon, ngayon, ito ang tanong. Nakailang tweet ka kagabi?
Marami-rami.
Kasi ako tulog ako.
Marami-rami. Ikaw naman kasi ano ka, drogi ka.
No, tsaka in the closet ko pa eh.
Walang iya kayo.
Oo nga naman.
Secretly pala yan, I was watching. Yeah. Must not tweet.
We are doing the top 10 beauty pageant quotes. Let's start off with mashed plutonium. Ang tunay na kagandahan wala sa mukha ng aking mga kalaban. Ang sama.
What a...
Ay, nako. And then that guy Mark X says, question, maliban sa 4 na sulok ng entabladong ito, saan mo nakikita ang sarili mo? Ang sagot ng contestant, thank you for that question. Sa gitna.
May point nga naman siya.
May point siya.
Diba?
May
point siya. Sa sulok, pwede na siya sa gitna, which is probably true because she's answering the question
right. Right.
Piloso po.
Okay, let's see here. That guy Mark X says, beauty is in the eyes. Kaya nga naka-contact lens ako eh. I thank you. And also, OMG Ann says, good evening. I can paint with all the colors of the wind. Kayo, kaya nyo? From Disney 29, Pocahontas!
Sumali ng Binibining Pilipinas.
Men.
So, ano, kaya
diba?
Nyo?
Kaya nyo. From Disney.
But she's so over the age limit.
I know, right?
How old is Pocahontas ba?
No, I mean, of course, she's had some age behind her, some years behind her.
Has she?
Patay na siya.
I think. Ito naman. No, okay, like let's just say that she did join when that Disney cartoon came out.
Siguro 20s.
How old was she in the cartoon?
In the cartoon.
I don't know. They're probably young.
Yeah, she's probably, I think she's young.
Tanong natin sa nag-growing.
Ito, usapan na siya.
Kaya nga, ano ba pa na nga tayo? Kasi isa drogi.
Tapos yung isa not completely there by nature, si Chico.
Ever since. And also, that guy Mark X says, I believe in the sayings. Thank you.
She didn't say which one.
Mas marami.
Kasi mapag very specific ka. I believe in the saying that blah, blah, times blah. Gold. Ito parang, I believe in the sayings.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hindi man lang din memorize.
Ay, and then also kuya.
He's about to sneeze.
Kuya.
Kuya mo.
Kuya mo. No, kuya Maui. Okay, no, sorry, later na. Si Goenker says, they say beauty is skin deep. Check my x-rays. Thank you. And Chenong says, para sa aking mga kalaban, sana sa Quiz B na lang kayo sumali. Ang galing-galing nyo sumagot, pangit naman kayo. I thank you.
Wow.
Kasi they're getting so much flack for the really bad answers.
Oh. So
parang ito, parang binabaliktad lang niya. Tingin ko naman yung hindi magaganda.
Right.
I mean, all deserves.
Yeah.
I mean, because it is a beauty contest.
But did you win a spelling bee contest, Chico?
Yes, I did.
You did?
He did. He used to join. What was that word that you lost on?
Shipping.
What? Shipping? You lost on shipping?
Imagine, I was the only one in of all the sections na nakaspell ng tama ng bureau. Tapos shipping mali. Ugh.
But bureau is pretty hard to spell.
Yeah, it is.
Actually, that's true.
Even
it's
now.
It's confusing eh.
Yeah. But B-U-R-E-A-U. I spelled it right.
B-U-R-E-A-U.
Yeah. Pero at the time, nagkamali pa ako dun sa easy word, shipping.
How old were you when?
Grade 2.
So 8.
I still remember kasi yung nakatalo sa akin. I never forgive.
I know. No, Geminis are like that. They
really
will
hold grudges.
Yes. To the day they die. Mm.
So can I hold your grudge?
Kaya mo ba?
And the entry. That caps off the bottom
map. Awkward and
dirty. Kakabalik pa lang, you know?
Actually, one of the nurses there were like, ay, bibisita ba dito si Chico mamaya?
Talaga?
Tsaka hindi si Del. Hindi talaga. Pwede naman kasi bibisita ba dito si Chico and Del mamaya? Bibisita ba dito si Chico mamaya? Sabi ko, diba?
Hindi. Tapos i-hold niya hand mo habang ina-anesthesia ka.
It's so funny kasi I was the one at the medical city. So I had this weird notion that you were gonna be there. So I thought maybe I'd swing by.
Right.
You know? Pinch your knee a little
dapat
bit.
Pala, dapat pala, ano, pinrank kita, no? Nali. Dapat dumating ako doon naka-nurse uniform.
Hello!
Time for your Sprite. Gina Boy.
Tapos yung medyo nanginginig pa yung bone.
Time for your Sprite. Gina Boy. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 beauty pageant quotes comes from Kuya Maui.
Kuya Maui says,
Because yesterday, everyone was just like, whoa, tawa ko ng tawa sa mga tweets. Kasi ang question ni Gloria Diaz, do you think you can be a good Catholic and still support the RH bill? So difficult.
Oh, wow, that's
and
difficult.
The look of the contestant when she asked that question was parang, PI naman.
Bad trip naman ito eh.
But sa akin napunta yung napunta yung mahirap na tanong.
But that is a beautiful question.
It's a beautiful question, pero talagang parang, ano ba? Parang it's so difficult to...
Ano ba beauty pageant to?
And people started, you know, and this is one of the tweets that I saw. So
okay.
Imagine kung ganun yung question sa'yo, no, about the RH bill and Catholicism. So difficult to answer, right?
Yeah.
So, ang sasagot mo na lang, thank you very much for that wonderful question. And just for that, you can give me the consolation prize.
Sumuko na.
Didn't even try.
Sumuko na agad. Sumuko na siya. Wala na siyang ano. Wala na siyang hope.
Wala na. Huwag na tayo maglokohan.
At least he's a delusional, di ba?
Thanks to you, Judge.
Thanks to you.
I lost the crown.
Bigay niyo na lang yung consolation. Ngayon pa lang, bigay niyo na sa akin yung consolation prize.
Actually, it's easy to answer. But any answer will get you flack from every
diba? Yeah. They will react
every corner.
If you say yes, magagalit yung
mga
pro.
Yeah.
Magsabi mong no, magagalit yung kabila. Mm. Diba? So the top 10 beauty pageant quotes, send them all in. Key and RX, space your entries and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag beauty pageant quotes.
It's Chico.
It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush. La la la.
The morning rush. Top 10.
The morning rush.
Monster Radio RX 93.1, and it is time for the top 10 for today. Thank you to LS Dominique. I am Kiko Rabe. I am Mrs. Bond, and for suggesting this. The top 10 beauty pageant quotes. Let's start off with Kuya Maui. So, if you ask a beauty contestant, what is your motto in life? My motto in life is, a friend in need is a pest indeed. Lagi may kailangan.
Kulit sila eh, di ba? When they need something from you.
Kapikon
eh. Yung parang lagi ka nalang may kailangan.
Text ng text. Tawag may tawag.
And Coco Hernandez says, thank you, girls. Yan ang tawag sa lahat ng lumalaban sa akin sa lahat ng pagandahan.
Wow.
I thank you.
Nuts.
Nuts.
You know, some people will win by intimidation.
Well, some would probably. But that's the thing. You can intimidate your co-contestant.
But not the judges.
But that's not going to make you win.
That's true.
Well, at the very least, you can make them like...
No, but you can make them nervous.
You can rattle them.
Yeah.
And then for them to not perform well.
And let's see here. Coming from LS Dominique. Ang tunay na kagandahan ay wala sa panlabas na kaanyuan. Kaya eto, medyo tinatago.
Umamin.
And Drake says, aanhin ang beauty at talino kung ang kalaban ay alaga ni Mayor. I think...
Oh.
Midnight Cree says, if she was asked, being a beauty contestant, a beauty queen, what tip would you give regular girls? You answer, get at least 8 hours of beauty sleep. 9 if you're ugly.
Kailangan sumusobre.
Damihan mo lang ng konti. Oh,
pagpangat ka, dapat 9 hours.
Depende sa ganda.
Also, sleep according to your beauty.
Yes.
Para ganun,
That guy Mark X says, ladies and gentlemen, standing right before you, Miss Philippines, fourth runner-up. Thank you. She didn't put her standards very high.
Right.
But at least she knows what she wants.
And then Mash Plutonium says, who would have thought that a former prom king is now a beauty queen?
Prom king.
Pali natin.
Hey, you know. But remember that was the deal?
Yeah.
That one year, the Binibining Pilipinas pageant would open itself up to... Because Binibining Pilipinas is under the Donald Trump Miss Universe thing, right? And they have allowed transgenders.
I think in one...
Miss Canada, remember?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So supposedly there was one year that they said, you know, it's open.
It'll follow.
But, and there was a lot of talk about it.
Not drag queens.
No, transgender.
Not transvestites, but transgender.
Right.
People who used to be men.
But now are
women. I mean, at least anatomically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know,
they're biological.
Different people,
yes.
They will, you know, disagree on that. For Rene Boy says, oh, let's say it's that, it's a really difficult question, like that R.H. Bill question. Thank you very much for that wonderful question. Please repeat.
But you can ask them to do that, right?
You can.
You
pero
can.
Pag tinank you muna, parang,
no, okay.
Supposedly, naintindihan mo at narinig mo, kaya.
Right.
You're just buying time
you're
to
just
think.
Buying time to think, yeah.
Even yung that whole, they say, that whole thank you very much for that wonderful question.
They're still thinking.
Is,
you
need, yeah. They're thinking na as they're saying it.
But man, what a question that Gloria Diaz
posted. Yeah.
Exactly.
I mean,
actually, Venus tweeted that was the possibly the most difficult question she's ever heard.
Yeah, because, you know, politically, you'd have to align yourself.
Yeah,
yeah. Plus, there's no correct answer. There's no wrong answer.
And you know? I don't think beauty queens really align themselves only because they're supposed to be like Miss Universe.
For everybody.
Appeal to everyone. You don't want to alienate anybody.
Which is so difficult because you can't really give a middle answer to that
question. Yes, it's so polarizing.
That's what makes it tricky.
Right.
And the top beauty pageant quote comes from Drix.
Drix says,
To answer Cher. So first, pangit man sa inyong paningin, Miss Congeniality, mapapa sa
akin.
Yan, sa bait. Lang, eh, no?
Kahit pangit ako, mabait naman ako.
Sa bait, walang natalo sa akin. And something very similar from Drix. Congratulations, Miss Congeniality. Sa laki at tabako, ako naman, Miss Congy ang award ko. Isa Miss Congeniality.
Yung isa Miss Congy.
Congy.
Tapos nakala mo, baka na-fold lang yung parang ano niya.
Nawala yung...
Congy talaga.
Nawala yung reality.
Oh my God, Miss Congy ka eh.
Miss Congy.
And he loves Congy.
Especially when I'm feeling like, I don't, like, I'm feeling a little sick.
A little sick, yeah.
Which is everyday.
But then it is really like, it's comforting.
Parang,
tsaka the warmth and it's rice, you know?
The way it ano, parang slides down your throat. Di ba
parang, parang it's a warm feeling down your throat. Di ba? Sarap, no?
Ay, what? Ewan ko sa'yo.
Ay, Gino boy.
Ewan ko sa'yo.
What?
Pero
like
kung...
coffee or hot chocolate?
Hot chocolate. Oh, it's
liar.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Ano liar. You know you're lying.
And then, you know, even if you don't see him, you know he's lying. You know, because there's a smile that cannot be masked with a tone.
What do you mean?
What do you mean?
What? All right, so there you go. The top 10 beauty pageant quotes. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag beauty pageant quotes.
Chico, Delamar, Gina.
Nescafe Dolce Gusto coffee is not just black.
Good morning, guys. It's Del back again. Like I'm really loving that I'm doing this.
Right?
Crazy.
I can really hear it. It's like good morning, guys. No, it's Del.
I feel like I'm a
again.
Disney princess.
I know.
You know.
It's like one of those songs that you sing.
I'm just happy to be back. Anyway, the news this hour is Victoria Beckham apparently feels she's quote unquote bottom on the list.
Okay.
Oh.
No, I mean that she's bottom of the list.
She's bottom on the list of David Beckham's priorities. Yes.
Yeah.
Is this the beginning of the end? The fashion designer is married to the British soccer star, and together they have children Brooklyn, Romeo, Cruz, and Harper. The sportsman is currently playing for French club Paris Saint-Germain, commuting between Europe and his family home in the UK. Now, when he's spending precious time in England, Victoria reportedly doesn't feel like she's getting enough attention from her hubby. Quote, when David is home, it's all about the kids, as he feels bad leaving them to go and train in France. But it leaves no time for Posh, according to a source. It's like she's always bottom of the list. Now, prior to their UK move, David and Victoria lived with their kids in Los Angeles.
Yeah, that's the problem. You know, ever since. But that's the thing. Parang there's guilt when it comes to the kids. But
not guilt
with the wife.
With Victoria, yeah.
Well, because it's a different...
priority.
Yeah, I mean, you will only know that once...
So far, they can't fend for themselves.
Yeah, because they're kids.
Yeah.
And you have a feeling, look, lady, I'm earning millions for us.
Yeah.
You get to do all that because I'm training. But the kids, you know, they need time with their father.
And I guess it's more of like, because the kids won't understand.
Yeah, exactly.
Whereas like an adult or a wife could sort of put things into perspective na parang, hey, he's already working his bum off. I don't think he wants to be away from his family.
But it's weird. Usually it's the other way around.
What do you mean?
Usually it's the husbands who feel jealous kasi parang hindi na sila napapansin ng wife. Because usually it's the mother who's very... who's very attached to the kids. Who's very, parang, I have no time except for my kids. So usually it's the husbands who complain. It's weird that it's actually the other way around.
Well, I'm also thinking because he has 3 boys, 1 girl. So I guess he feels like, I need to man these kids up.
You know?
Yeah.
You don't want them growing up Spice Boys. Makita na lang yung mga anak niya.
Spice
up! Pag-uwi niya, makita niya mga anak niya, no? Biglang, tell me what you want. Tell me what you want.
Parang tayo.
No, my God. No, but it is true. It is true that, remember, Posh Spice is a gay icon.
Yeah, right.
So I'm sure at some point,
it crossed his mind. Yeah.
Did you see that Facebook picture that's been going around? I mean, the picture that's been going around on Facebook. It's a picture of David Beckham and Adam Levine. Di ba parang very similar yung ano nila, yung that sort of
feel.
Wala lang. Parang ovaries were exploding all over na parang magkasama sila. Parang, Diyos ko, abs galore. Oh, si Delo, wala na.
You lost me.
No, can you imagine both of them? And parang at their peak?
Oh, yes, I can.
I am already imagining. Alright, well, I hope that it's not the beginning of the end for this.
I don't think so.
Pag nagsama sila, marinig mo lang,
actually, that's true.
Their voices, di ba?
Adam, when he speaks, is not
as bad as David Beckham.
Because on the voice, speaks.
Okay. Pero naman, if you see the photo.
I guess that's true.
I mean, I haven't seen the photo
I'm having
contractions. Anyway, that is the news. The second one today here on the show. It's a Monday. So next hour, we'll give you the number 1 movie in the North American box office. All right. More music right here on The Morning Rush, heard exclusively on Summer's Hottest, Star Rush 93.1.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Mott's Radio, RX 93.1. Time for the Top 10 for today.
Courtesy. I really have to say that the bed, the Dragon Veil bed,
is
just so calming.
It is.
Oh. It's insane.
Even if you don't know the game, it's just calming.
Yeah, it's calming.
You sort of feel like fairies start coming out. Well, hello there, Chico.
Very funny of you. Thank you to Ellis Dominique. I am Kiko Rabe. I am Mrs. Bond for suggesting this.
Plus, we still have a hangover from the Binibining Pilipinas Gold, which was held last night.
And it was so ano talaga. Like, I think for the first time, they brought Stella Araneta on stage.
Oh, wow.
She was like...
She's always behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Who was Miss Colombia. She's not actually Filipina.
Mm.
And they had an in memoriam. Like, they've been 7 beauty queens.
Who passed on
since in the 50 years.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it was really a big deal because it is 50 years.
Yes.
And,
do you have time to say?
Yes. No.
Okay. Okay.
Let's start off with,
okay, slave driver.
No, I promise I'll make time.
We'll squeeze a couple of greetings in a little bit later.
From OMGN. What is beauty if your bra is empty?
Aray.
Aray.
Hoy, excuse me though. It's growing. It's growing.
And
dapat meron yang ano eh, parang Dell's daily measurement.
I know, because it really grows. I know, I'm like, hello, ladies.
Oh, shoot na yan. Upper body lang.
Ayoko.
Upper torso shoot.
No, a clavage. A clavage.
Clavage.
A clavage.
Yeah. Uso na ngayon sa lalaki na pag naka deep V shirt, uso na ngayon ang cleavage.
Cleavage. I will post a picture talaga. But cleavage, big talaga ako. I'll take advantage.
Diba, when was this? I think we had a meeting or something and I was like, wait, psst.
I know, he was like, Anian.
Are you taking advantage of the situation?
Ano pa rin siyang kuya? Alam mo yung kuya na natatakot? Yung kuya na evil kasi preyed on other girls?
Whatever. I never preyed on other girls. I was the prey.
Ay, nako, style mo yan eh. Gino,
we
have conversations off the air. Look, dude.
What do you mean?
We know who you are.
Hey, but they don't. But they don't. So let's
alam mo, it really works. Ha? Yung shtick ni Gino really works.
What shtick? It is not a shtick. Kunyari, the girls are preying on them when in fact he is preying on the girls.
Of course not.
And the, look at Chico drinking his coffee. On the side of
he's
his
being mouth. Weird again.
Sorry, guys. You can't see it now. But, you know, Chico was drinking like Popeye would drink from a cup.
Yeah. Parang nasa right side lang.
Oh, kasi may pipe yung isa
doon. I have seen, I bit my lip. Tapos, edi, okay, paano?
Why did you bite your lip?
Wala. I was eating. Tapos, the next day, I bit the same spot.
So, double singaw. Singaw within a singaw.
Sakit-sakit. It's so painful. Promise. I can feel it sa, puyo.
Sabi niya
kagabi. How do you cure a singaw?
Tawas.
Tawas?
But there are also medications available which hurt less but are effective.
Effective also. It's so fun.
I put salt.
You have to take a video.
You should come up with a video. Oh, wait. Speaking of videos. Well, never mind. I'll talk to you guys later.
And Camilo says, what is beauty? Sagot ng contestant. Beauty is something my fellow contestants don't possess. I thank you.
Oh my God. But they do say that it gets really catty, right?
It really does.
I guess because... You know when a group of girls are really together?
And pretty girls.
Pretty girls.
And pretty girls, pa. Yes. When they're all together, it really does turn into... Sometimes it turns ugly.
And it's really not anything like how guys fight.
Yeah.
It's so different.
It's underhanded.
It's underhanded
with a smile. It, you know, just like Mean Girls.
It lasts so much longer.
What was that? What was... The book, The Help?
The Burn Book?
No, The Help.
Okay.
The one with... You know, the
scary
recent...
The scary film?
No, the one about the recent one with Emma Stone. Anyway, in the book it says, you know, a girl when another girl offends
something.
Scarlet, the one with the scarlet.
Socket, Kate.
What?
No, not easy.
Not easy.
The Help is the name of the movie.
Okay.
Yes.
About racial discrimination. Uh-huh. Anyway, so she was saying, the book was saying, if a girl offends another girl, trust me, there's no recovering.
Yeah.
It will be forever there.
You can you can become friends again. You can probably...
But that will never be forgotten.
But it will never... Yeah.
And just to show the difference of how quickly guys get over, like, mga away-away. Like in grade school, I would distinctly remember if you got into a fight, as in yung sasabihin, oh, suntukan tayo. Tapos after, okay na.
Tapos halika na after.
Ay!
Sundere. Sakto kasi sa banyo pa naman din yung mga suntukan.
Ay, hindi ba ganun? Ano ba ganun?
Wait, ganun pa nangyari sa inyo?
Ganun yung mga kaya...
Kaya,
hey, can we just say good morning to Anton, James, Chi, Jolly, Nikki, Romer, and Con. Hello there. I think they're on their way to a swimming thing. So
hello
to all the guys. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Stay safe. And next up from Blue Chubbs, the top 10 beauty pageant quotes. Contestant number 5. How are you voting this May? And contestant number 5 goes, what a coincidence. I am voting by Super Ferry.
Voting.
Magbabarko siya kasi ng May. So what a coincidence.
Tsaka tontuwa pa siya. What a coincidence.
I really am voting this May by Super Ferry.
But do you think those things still happen?
I think they really do. You will be surprised. I hope they
maybe are. Just not at the bigger pageant.
Not the bigger pageant.
Not anymore. Now we've learned to, you know,
to sort of filter.
And seriously, if you see the contestants this year,
yeah,
they are so pretty and they are like amazing looking.
Yeah.
Pero yun pag nagsalita, medyo sablay.
Well, that's why when you get a beauty queen who's beautiful and smart
and intelligent
and, you know, does well under pressure. Mm-hmm. I mean,
not something else.
Yeah. And okay, so imagine, the most beautiful woman, talagang just charging, graceful, beautiful, classy. Tapos pagdating sa mic, nagulat kayo, no? Akala nyo, si Casey Concepcion. Sabi ng nanay ko, para daw kaming twins.
Twins!
Oh my God!
Can you imagine?
Well, you know, welcome back, Miss Canto Boy.
Diba? Like, can you imagine? Like, the most beautiful woman you've ever seen. Tapos pag nagsalita,
I can sort of imagine.
Akala nyo, si Casey Concepcion, no? Alright, and also,
But what I think if that exists, I mean, someone who's so beautiful, but talks like that, I think they will be well loved. Because the beauty sometimes can be alienating because you're just too gorgeous.
Pero ito parang, wow, you're like, you're just
reachable.
One of us.
You're one of us.
Para mga ano, tapusin natin to para makakuha na tayo ng boots.
Oh, ganun. Okay, very similar entry from Coco Hernandez. Seriously, magpapagod pa ba tayong lahat o awarding na agad? Maria Regina Jenny Gail Manyopili from Caloocan City.
Maria Regina Cristina Jenny Gail Manyopili.
Di ba? So, sa kanya parang ano, magpapagod pa ba tayo lahat o awarding na agad?
Grabe, kaya pala, no? Parang people are like, who is this girl? Tapos biglang pagsabi, diba? Okay.
Parang, okay. Sige, agree. Also, Camila says, mula sa lungsod ng mga Gabi, Higad, Bungang Araw, ako si Virginia Matimtiman, 18 years old, Makati.
Virginia talaga.
Virginia
Makati.
Talaga.
Ay, Makati.
Okay.
Mr. Maria says, what is your motto? My motto, I believe that the pen is mightier than the sword. That's a saying.
Yeah,
that
I know.
That is a saying. That is a saying, guys.
I know it is. The pen is mightier than the sword.
Kaya nga. Don't. I believe that the pen is mightier than the sword. What?
Okay, ano, Maldives ka ba ulit? Are you going back to Maldives?
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 beauty pageant quotes.
Sorry, it just dawned on me now. You read Percy Jackson, right?
Yes!
His pen is it's a sword.
Yes, it
is. It's an actual sword.
It is.
It's called Riptide.
Yeah.
His pen is a sword.
Tapos kahit ma... Yung, even if the pen is mawala,
it comes back.
It comes back.
It
grabe,
magically comes
galing,
back. Tapos it grows.
It does.
It grows into a sword.
Hindi kay ex niya lang yun.
Hindi, di ba? What does he do ba? Parang he clicks it lang.
He clicks it and then the pen grows.
So you click the tip, tapos boom,
Tapos parang sometimes it doesn't work eh. So paulit-ulit kang kiniklik.
Click ka lang ng click.
Parang click, boom.
Parang is that your pen? Or
are you just having the TV?
Click,
Click.
Don't forget the C.
And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 beauty pageant quotes comes from two people. First, from OMGN.
He says,
Binibining Pocahontas, your question is, how high does the sycamore grow?
Damn it. And she's like, damn it, even I don't know the answer to this song.
Oh my God, that's her song.
That's her song. And from Mrs. Bond, approach the mic now. I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid. Jasmine, 18 years old, from Agraba.
Tsaka Agraba, hindi Agraba.
Agraba talaga.
Agraba talaga.
Agraba.
Jasmine, 18 years old, Agraba.
Agraba City!
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 Yung mga ano, kung sumali ng beauty contest
yung mga Disney princess.
So. Right,
it'd be really interesting though.
Diba?
Diba?
So,
parang, para simulan, I save China. That's what's up. Yun yung mga ano niya, diba?
From
China.
From Beijing City.
Mula!
Tapos si Ariel nasa gilid.
Tapos si Ariel,
ang lansa ko!
Or yung maririnig mo.
Ang lansa ko!
Or maririnig mo lang, blum, 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 kasi nasa tubig.
Hindi ako makarampa.
Pero best in swimwear.
Oh my God! Sorry, that's the gayest exchange ever!
Best in swimwear. Alright, so the top 10 beauty pageant quotes. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries and send them to 2299 or tweet us via twitter.com/rx931. Please include hashtag the morning rush and hashtag beauty pageant quotes.
Alpha Males on Air.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On the morning rush, part 3.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Monts Radio, RX 93.1, time for the Top 10 for today.
Notice the difference. When it's the Candy Crush bed, it's like, ugh.
I know.
But if it's...
No, it's just relaxing.
All right. Hey, let's greet a couple of people first. Let's say hello to Merrick the Fox, who says hello to the PSGs, Princess Dwayne, Jay, Philip, Drix, Rico, ODH, Erwin, Ivan, Santi, Leo, Joe, and Tago. Let's also say hello to Yogon, who says hello to the aunt, Mommy Lisa, and have a fast recovery as well. Let's say hello to Sir Fair Mendoza and Sir Chris Kaiko of UP Camp and the whole faculty that's coming from Chinong.
Can I squeeze in a belated happy birthday to Merrick Miraflor, who celebrated his birthday yesterday?
Happy birthday!
Happy birthday!
Hello as well to Cara for Jay Sanchez, who is saying hello to all the Blue Jays who are tuned in. Chez Catron saying hello to Lauren. Get well soon to our best, Marcy. I am Abnormalcy. And then RM Zabalo as well. Good morning to you. Let's also say hello to Ja Ramos, who says hello to the carpool mates Arnel Ferraras, Lara Bantillo, and Rem Cleofas. Good morning. Let's say hello as well to Call Me Ikes, who says hello to Denise, Doris, George. Happy birthday. So happy birthday to you. DJ James 26 saying happy birthday to the dad Eugene. Happy 42nd birthday. That's coming from your loving sons Pat and James. Let's also say hello to Doc Carlo, who is just saying, sayang, Del wasn't there when I visited.
I know, I missed you again. This is the second time.
Can we say hello to Dale Escueta, 21, Philippines? Who goes, good morning. This is Dale Escueta, 21, Philippines.
Hey, Luis is also tuned in.
Hi.
So he's saying, great to hear you guys back again, all back again. Did Chico tell you he's going to Batangas?
Not again?
Yeah. No. It's just that, I hosted something for Greenwich.
Yes. Right?
And it's just so funny because it was a contest.
Okay.
Three challenges.
Okay. Yeah.
Tapos, lahat sila winners na. It's just that it depends on what you're going to win. The trip to Hollywood or
oh my goodness, really?
Yeah. This is the one for American Idol?
Yeah. Tapos yung second place, parang trip to Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
The third place is trip to Boracay. And then yung pinaka last place would be like trip to Batangas.
Mm.
So yung guy na favorite ko, kasi talagang lahat sila nasa 150 points. Siya na parang 24. I would always tease him. I would like, can I ask like our contestant Alvin? So, masaya bang manood ng contest na to? Nanonood lang siya. Tapos, so we would ano na talaga. And in sixth place, Alvin, to win a trip to Batangas. And then it turns out, he's from Batangas.
Oh my God.
Kaya kami tawa.
He won a trip back home.
He won a trip back home. Sabi namin, mas malayo pa yung tinravel niya to join us dito. But we were just having so much fun. And then,
that's why. Hence the tweet. I mean,
close. Seryoso siya. Niyayaya niya ako. Sabi niya, o tara, inuman tayo sa Batangas.
Ay, may ala.
May bala.
Oh, one last. Hello to Drama Sheen, who says hello to everybody who is tuned in while she's battling EDSA traffic on their way to Laguna.
I know.
So, good morning.
Hey, can we also congratulate Paolo Mert?
Yes.
Bernardo and his new wife, Jonas. Congratulations.
He hosted their wedding last night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, cool.
Yeah, attorney.
Yeah, right. That's where you had the video of you sipping like a...
And we met so many listeners.
Yeah.
We met so many listeners. And they were asking where you were.
Well, I was at home. Oh, wait. It depends on what time it was. But I was probably at home. And yeah, yet again, can we just say hello to Dr. Eufemio and the staff at the Cardinal Santos? Thank you for taking care of my knee.
And all the contestants, Ren, in the hosting that I did last Saturday. So, hello to all the contestants.
Hello. You should say hi to the Cardinal people also because they're always tuned in.
Really? Hello.
They had their books with... As in, they went to the room at like 8 in the morning and they were like, we asked permission if you could have our book signed.
I know, diba?
So, hello. Thank you.
Sana ano... Okay, and here we go. The top 10.
Ikaw naman yung sunod.
No. Thank you to Ellis Dominique. I'm Kiko Rabe, and I am Mrs. Bond for suggesting the top 10 beauty pageant quotes in celebration of the craziness. It was crazy on Twitter yesterday.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
People were just so funny, and everyone was like, may kanya-kanyang ano sila ibanat with the
question and answer. I swear, every gay person with a Twitter account was sounding off.
Yeah. Sabi ko nung what's that, the evening gown competition. Sabi ko, and na-imagine ko na lahat ng baking nanonood, sinasabayan yung evening gown competition complete with tuwalya and kumot.
So ano suot mo nung naka-evening gown
competition? Tuwalya. And all right, so
Cooper,
here we go.
Cooper, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? What's his name?
What's my name? What?
Huh? What's his name? Who's that?
Keiko.
Say it. Who's that? Keiko. Who's that? What's your name? What's your name?
Koopa.
But he said Koopa.
Koopa.
What's happening, my own
Koopa?
Huh? What's your name?
We've got a little guest
what's
in
your
the
name?
Booth.
Hey, what's your name?
Koopa.
Oh, Koopa. Oh, can you say purple? Say purple. Say purple.
Purple.
Purple. That's what I did this morning.
Ew! Gross!
No,
you're
purple!
So that's what you did this, yeah, that's purple what you did this morning?
I purpled.
What does that mean?
That doesn't make sense.
That makes sense. Alam mo ba yung kinikwento ni Tina Turner? One time she was being directed and then she delivered a scene and the director says, could you be more yellow?
What?
Yeah. There's a director.
Oh, really?
And he that's how he directs. He goes, could you be more yellow? Could you be more red?
What does that mean?
Exactly. And she was like, what
well,
the heck?
Well, it's your own interpretation of whatever that color is.
I know,
is.
Pero diba, it's so weird. All right, so the top 10 beauty pageant quotes. So let's start off with, let's see here. For Renny Boy. Pwede akong manalo, pwede akong matalo. My name is Kay Lang. From Makati City. And also, let's see here. Sorry, ha. Nawala ko yung aking
sanity?
No.
Matagal lang wala yun. Did he even have that in the first place?
Never had it. Can't lose what you never had.
Okay, and Kuya Maui says, I believe in the saying, paano mo lalabanan ang katamaran kung hindi ka marunong lumaban? Ano raw?
Paano mo lalabanan ang katamaran kung hindi ka marunong lumaban?
Mahirap. Mahirap naman talaga yun. And Krabbylicious says, I believe in the saying, magbiru ka na sa lasing, wag lang sa baking naluto sa beauty
pageant. It's true.
Diba?
Yep. Hell hath no fury than a Becky scorned.
I know, right? Mm. Tsaka, it's so funny. Alam na talaga, yung mga nagtitweet nung, yung meron
yeah.
silang bet.
Yeah.
Kasi, mm-hmm. Pero ano, in fairness, may mga, oh, well, I think they're straight. May mga straights na nag, ano rin ang bet
na
nila.
Nagko-comment
siguro yung crush nila.
Mm.
Or yung,
quote-unquote, crush nila.
Sabi nga, I was joking with this one tweeter who, kasi sabi ko, kasi tawa kami ng tawa, pag nag-favorite kong part, yung mag-flash ng audience,
yeah.
Tapos meron mga, yung mga super maskuladong mga gwapong lalaki,
yeah.
Tapos biglang tumitili.
Really?
Oh, and I was like, ay! Alam na.
Huling-huling.
Tapos hindi na alam na yung camera.
Nasa kanila. Oh my gosh.
It was so funny. Ay. Tapos, so we started, tapos somebody started tweeting me as if isa siya yun dun sa mga yun. So yung ganun yung mga exchange namin, yung mga, pare, tignan mo yung isa. Laki ng boobs. Pero kulang ng body yung hair.
Alam na. Yung mga hirit.
Yung
mga parang, wow, tinan mo naman, galaka ng katawan. Boobs, oh. Pero mali yung shoes eh. Ay, nako. Ay. Yung akala mo, lalaking lalaki, biglang. Well, at mas sa Twitter ang dami. So, anyway. Next.
So, inoobserbahan mo itong mga to?
Hindi natawa ako eh. Kasi pag pina-flash, kasi meron mga biglang ifa-flash nila. Tapos hindi talaga, they have no idea,
idea
that
the camera's on
them. Yeah. Tapos yun talaga, alam mo yung naka-tight-fitting shirts na V-neck.
V-neck.
Tapos saan lalaki ng katawan. Tapos yung tumatalon. Ay, pasok yung contestant nila.
Pasok yung bet nila.
Yung bet nila.
And then also, let's see here. Coming from Camilo, Melanie Marquez actually said this. I would like to thank my gown, Rene Salud.
Because the gown is the embodiment of the of the maker.
Yeah.
Parang it's one with the
no,
maker.
No, but diba sa Oscars, the who are you wearing?
Yeah, right.
They say who, not what.
Not what are you wearing.
Who are you wearing? And for Rene Boy says, bakla man ako sa inyong paningin, hindi naman alam ng jowa kong hapon na ako'y bading. Hi, thank you.
Because that's all that matters.
As long as he doesn't know, everything's okay.
Basta hindi alam ng jowa kong hapon, okay lang.
Camilo says, mula sa lugar na walang moreno, Delamar Arias, 30-something, Aspen, Colorado. Pero mali ka
not
naman
funny.
Eh. Mali ka naman eh.
Ay, no.
Hindi naman taga-Ron.
Oh, hindi.
And also,
Pero gusto ko yung nag-filter ka sa 30-something.
Oo nga eh. May gano'n. Kaya ka na gano'n
eh. Alin?
You didn't know whether you should say it or not.
Hirap na hirap mag-zap.
Parang, I'm gonna die if I say this.
Parang gine-gauge niya. Pag nalulabas niya yung 30, biglang tingin kayo din.
Hindi ko nakita yung part na yun eh. Nabasa ko lang yung umpisa eh. Kaya pag natin, ay. Also, let's see here. Mr. Maria says, joke lang to yung mga taga Sikihora. Good evening, Miss Sikihar. Nasa ng lower half ka? Diba? Pero mali naman eh, Sikihar supposedly. Hindi naman mga aswang dun eh.
Manananggal?
Supposedly like, no.
Hindi manananggal.
Well, manananggal is a type of aswang.
Yeah.
Pero Sikihar is more known for like parang voodoo.
Voodoo.
Mm. Yung mga... The...
Mga charms.
Antique yes. is the one.
Antique.
Yeah.
You know, that actually scares the crap out of me.
What's the diff? Kapis. Hindi ba kapis isn't?
I think they're all panay, diba? Panay-panay yun. Yung...
So, may masbate.
Actually, yes.
Yeah, diba? Masbate is part
masbate,
of panay.
Masbate, aklan, sik, kapis, and... What is that?
Antique.
Antique.
I think they're all they're in all one part of island. It's called Panay. Parang Bicol. Diba? There's no Bicol talaga.
Yes. Mm. Bicolandia.
And also, Mash Plutonium says, contestant number one, how much do you want to win? Sagot niya, as much as I want everybody else to lose.
Wow.
Pero, pwede.
Pero that pero, actually works. Yeah.
Huh? That makes sense, pero...
It actually makes sense.
Pero it might clinch the crown only for honesty and wit.
For, actually. Yeah, actually, basta hindi bitchy yung dating.
Yes, basta hindi bitchy.
No, I think there's a way of delivering it. That will make it nice.
Like if I said it, it's gonna be bad.
Yeah, if he
if Chico says it, it's gonna be funny.
Because if you make people laugh, I think, and you know
you
it's a
joke. You will disarm them,
you
right?
You might actually, but it's a gamble.
Yeah.
It's a gamble. And
saka, only if the people understand what you're trying to get at.
That it's sarcastic. But it's not
and, but sarcasm answer. Doesn't really fly as much that as you want.
Here,
to.
In,
here
the
in the Philippines. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the top beauty pageant quote comes from OMGN.
He says,
two entries na naman siya. Kumain lang ng mansanas na ka-love life na from the land of Disney, 23 years old, Snow White.
Kumain lang ng mansanas na ka-love life na.
Na ka-love life na. And then also from OMGN.
Sorry, can we just correct this? Panay Island is composed of Antique, Capiz, Aklan, and Iloilo. Not Masbate.
Iloilo. Pero kasi,
so where is Masbate?
It's across Sikihor. Kasi we landed in Masbate first before we took a ferry to Sikihor.
Mm.
If you're going to Sikihor, you go to Masbate first.
But is Masbate parang beside?
No. Dumaguete. What's Dumaguete?
Iloilo.
There, diba? Sorry.
Dumaguete.
No. Is it? No.
Yes.
Dumaguete,
Iloilo.
I don't know. I really suck at geography.
Hmm. Sa Dumaguete kami pala. From Dumaguete, we took a ferry
Sugar
to Sikihor.
Because Panay provinces are Antique, Capiz, Aklan, Iloilo, and Guimaras. Masbate is Albay, Region 5, also in Bicol.
Ah, okay. Alam mo, I used to remember that. That like, was our exam. The professor, our teacher gave us an empty map of the Philippines. You fill in all of the provinces and their capitals.
Dumaguete is in Negros Occidental.
There. That's
ah,
it.
Oriental. Sorry.
That's it.
Negros Oriental. There
so you it's just a very quick boat ride away. Nasa Sikihor ka na. It's beautiful, beautiful place. Nice beaches. Mm. And one
beaches.
Yes. One
thanks.
Last from OMGN. Alice, 18 years old, Wonderland City, droga lang ang tangi kong kinalilibangan. Good evening.
Not the best meal.
No. Kasi si Alice, di ba, nagtitake siya ng mga blue pill.
Yeah, di ba?
To get big and to get small.
She tumbled further down into the rabbit hole.
The more pills she took, the wilder.
Literal drogi.
Exactly. The top 10 beauty pageant quotes. Key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag the morning rush, hashtag beauty pageant quotes.
All right, we did promise to give you the results in the North American box office.
Yes.
All right, here we go. The following are the top 10 movies at North American box offices for the three-day weekend starting April 12. It was led by the movie 42. It lands at number one, earning $27.3 million. 42 is the one with...
Which one's 42?
The one about baseball.
I would think it was Oblivion.
No, it's the baseball movie with... Harrison Ford? Is it Harrison Ford?
Oh, but not that. Because there's a recent baseball movie. The one with Amy Adams?
Oh, that's with Clint
Eastwood?
And
Justin Timberlake?
That was a long time ago.
That was a long time ago.
Okay, it's Harrison Ford.
Yeah, Harrison Ford, right? So Harrison Ford at the top of the North American box office. 42 is number one. At number two is Scary Movie 5, earning more than 15.2 million exactly, as well as The Crude. So they're tied at number two. Now, at number four is G.I. Joe Retaliation, earning 10.8 mil. And rounding out the top five is Evil Dead with 9.5 million.
Remember, this
What was the second one?
Scary Movie 5 and The Croods.
Oh, okay. Scary Movie 5?
5.
Oh, this is like the Wayans franchise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sorry, I am mistaken. The Croods is at number three, earning 13.2.
Actually, traditionally speaking, post-Oscars, pre-summer, this is like really slow season. They hardly show anything.
They hardly show anything really good.
Yeah, because the summer season is when they break in the Iron Mans and the Avengers and the, you know, type
and
of
all
movies.
And all the superhero films.
All the event movies.
Blockbuster films. Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but Scary Movie 5 is the one with Charlie Sheen.
Yes.
And Lindsay Lohan.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The real Lindsay one, not the spoof. Mm-hmm. But the fifth of the actual, the one that started with Courtney Cox.
So this is not bad for Lindsay.
But it's not really her movie.
It's not her movie. Wait, but at least...
Isn't it a spoof, Scary Movie 5?
I don't think so, because if it's 5... Because Scary Movie is the...
Scary Movie 5. It's the one produced by the Wayans brothers.
Oh, okay. Wait, what's the original? The one with...
Scream.
Scream. There you go. That's the one. Okay,
Scary
there.
Scary Movie 5
so it
has
is the spoof.
Charlie Sheen.
Lindsay Lohan.
They've had 5 already?
I don't think Lindsay Lohan's in it.
Yes.
Is she?
Yes.
Snoop Dogg. Oh, yeah, Lindsay Lohan. As herself,
As herself. All right, well, there you go.
Tyler Posey. I don't know who he is.
Who?
Tyler Posey.
Okay.
All right, number 42 is at number one. It's a new, so I give up. I don't miss you guys. I
was just going through the cast members.
Us. No, I don't.
No, because look, okay, there's Charlie Sheen. There's Daryl Hammond. Katrina Bowden. Lindsay Lohan. Snoop Dogg. Terry Crews. Molly Shannon. Tyler Posey.
Okay.
Cat Williams.
FYI.
Are you guys happy with yourselves with that?
Yes, we are.
Very much so.
Juvenile.
All right. Alam mo yung mga grade 3 na nagtutuksuhan.
That's the news here on The Morning Rush. You've got TDNG still on The Morning Rush on Summer's Hottest, RX 93.1.
Alam mo gusto ko? Magkaroon ng collaboration si Adele at si Steven Tyler. Parang interesting. What
actually, parang feeling ko nga. Feeling ko it'll be a blockbuster.
Ganda no.
Pero baka first love song.
The Morning Rush, Top 10.
Morning Rush, Top 10.
Ang message ko lang sa'yo, Del, deal with it.
Del with it.
Deal with it.
No, Del. Del with it.
All right.
Also, can I just say a quick belated happy birthday to Marek Miraflor, who celebrated his birthday yesterday. I don't know if he's catching this. Nevertheless, I am saying belated happy birthday.
Too late, the hero.
Uncle Malik.
And happy birthday to my girlfriend, Emma Watson. Happy birthday.
Nah. So, it's her birthday. Yeah.
She doesn't know that she's your girlfriend,
does she? Pag nalaman niya, break na kami. quick hello as well to Jarell Calixto. He's tuned in, saying hello to the Human Resource Department over at Asia United Bank. Apparently, they're always tuned in.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you.
Pumila pa daw sila sa box signing. So, it would really make their day if we said hello to them. So, hello to Mickey.
Hello.
Menchu, Mayan, Joyce, Dino, Dexter. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, guys. All right. So, we've got our top 10 for today. Let's thank, let's see here, LS Dominique. I am Kiko Rabe and I am Mrs. Bond for suggesting this. The top 10 beauty pageant quotes. Let's start off with Mr. Maria. Ako na ang may itch, basta hindi isang bitch. Miss Makati. And Hey It's LV says, hindi man ako kasing ganda ng nanay mo o kasing sexy ng ate mo, malay mo, ako naman ang tatay mo.
Okay.
Lalo na yung mga beauty contest sa Peria.
Meron?
Meron ba?
There are.
Sumali ka na?
No.
Have you watched?
Late ng price eh. No. No, but I heard.
Why do we still have perias? I mean,
I think, yeah, I'm pretty sure. Because sure? Like, I remember, like, sometimes you see on YouTube, memo parang variety show, it's in a peria. That sort of
thing. I really miss, ano, Payanig sa Pasig.
Yeah.
Really Big like Bang sa Alabang.
I never went kasi to Big Bang because it was so far.
Mm.
Diba, Payanig sa
Pasig? Do you know where Payanig sa Pasig?
Metro Walk.
Yeah, where Metro Walk used to be. Yeah.
And diba, ano, that was one of my like childhood frustrations because I was always so scared to go in. Yung mga horror house.
Yeah, I hate that.
I've always wanted to go inside.
I don't mind yung horror house na you're riding a something.
But when you're walking.
Pero yung walking, I hate the...
Hindi, gusto ko nga yung walk eh kasi parang you have more control.
You know, there's one daw. Uh-huh. Si somebody was making kwento to me.
Si?
Basta somebody.
Who?
Nung nandun daw sila sa somewhere in Las Piñas.
Ah, okay.
So pagpasok nila, it's a horror house. Ah. So
horror.
Kaya horror house nga. Pagdating nila dun sa isang room, yung nagfi-flicker yung lights.
Mm.
So pagpasok nila, nakapatay yung lights.
Mm.
Tapos biglang bumukas ng sandali yung lights. And then they saw on the in one corner of the opposite side of the room, there was a rocking chair.
Okay.
With a parang like a ghoulish grandma sitting down.
Okay.
And then the lights go out.
Right.
And then they're kind of like they're a bit scared because they already saw what's out there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
When the lights came on for a few seconds, the grandma was already halfway between the chair and where they were. Tapos namatay ulit yung ilaw and they started screaming na. When the lights turned on again for a few seconds, they couldn't find her anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, where is she? It's nasa likod na pala nila.
Yeah.
Oh my God. As in they were saying talaga daw, like they had scratches after they left, pero from each other.
Each other.
Not from
another. Hindi nila na-notice they were scratching
but
each other.
But isn't it funny that you would pay to
exactly,
be scared?
Exactly, right? Why would you do that?
And nobody's forcing you.
Yeah.
Really, nobody. You don't... But we all find ourselves...
I would so freak out. I am the scariest cat when it comes to that. You will not get me into one of those horror booths. No way.
Paano kung nandun si...
Okay.
Paano kung nandun si...
Tapos kita mo walang kinatatakutan.
Tipong ano, kunwari si Daniel Matsunaga, hinata ka papasok ng horror booth. Sabi niya, let's go to the dark.
Eh, mga tao lang naman yun. Naka-makeup lang.
Bigla lakas na
daw.
Mga tao lang naman yun.
Anto says, candidate number 13. Why did you join this contest? Tapos ang sagot niya, hello, ang ganda ko kaya.
Well,
di ba?
Sabagay, you would join if you knew
why
that
would you join a beauty contest if you're not really beautiful, di ba?
I'm sure. You've lived with yourself forever. So
exactly.
You know that you look
know.
Beautiful, yeah. You have the height, the body.
Exactly. Miko Deluxe says, yung parang napuno na yung isang contestant, after the talent portion and the question and answer, biglang sumambulat siya. Ano ba to? Beauty and brains ba hanap nyo? Eh, sumali na lang sana ako sa Pilipinas Got Talent. Kasi obviously, wala siya na.
Wala siya na.
And Ken Carot says, shake it to the left and shake it to the right. Point to the east and point to the west. I'm Girly Reyes, 22, from Alibangbang. Este, Alabang! Kaya pala meron siya mga shake it to the left.
Point to the east.
Coco Hernandez says, contestant number 5, what do you enjoy most about winning? Ang answer niya, seeing the losers with a hope in their eyes slowly fading. I thank
Wow.
You just know it's pure evil.
Midnight Cree says, contestant number 5, if you were given any special power, what would it be? She answers, thank you for that wonderful question. The special power I would want is power of attorney.
I love it. Parang of all the powers that you could get, power of attorney.
Power of attorney.
Okay.
Madison Camille says, contestant number 8, what is your message to your boyfriend? My message to my boyfriend is this. Any biatch before me was a mistake, and any biatch after me is a downgrade. I thank you.
Whoa.
That's some girl.
Chenong says, contestant number 2, define love. Sagot niya, thank you for that wonderful question. Pass.
Pero... Pwede.
Pero it's a wonderful question, huh? And I thank you for that.
It's a good question, pero
pass. What does it mean? I'm gonna answer it.
Exactly.
Pass ako. Mr. Maria says, you are always right when you pick somebody white. Age 30-something, Delamar!
Woohoo! Puro Del yung entry, so.
Parang ano.
Del, alam mo na.
Alam mo, ewan ko ha.
Mamaya, gumawa ka ng Chico
pinipili
entry.
Pinipili niya lang yan.
Hindi.
Ay, nako.
Feeling ko merong Chico entry yan.
Oo, oh, or Gino entry. Entry.
More of Chico entry.
Tama talaga yun. May Gino entry. The top beauty pageant quote comes from Fishmark.
Fishmark says,
mukha ko may hindi kagandahan, alindog naman ang aking katawa'y di nyo pagsasawaan. Zenaida Hipon, 23 years old, Caloocan City.
Mukha ko may hindi kagandahan.
It's like, wow, she's admitting it.
Alindog naman ang aking katawa'y di nyo pagsasawaan.
Zenaida Hipon,
23 years old, Caloocan City.
Tapos yung theme song niya, Pahipon naman.
No chance. Ay, si Del mo ibenta.
Funny yun. Ilang years mo inipon niya.
And you guys are jerks. I swear. I'm gone for 4 days. What? Where's the kindness?
Ilang taon
where's
mo the inimbak niya?
It was all very spontaneous.
Spontaneous.
It was spontaneous.
Okay,
you know,
I'm
us,
joke,
you know,
kasi,
us funny people.
No,
us funny people.
We kind of wing it. You know, we see an opportunity. We see
talaga.
Us, the greats, you know.
The greats.
The greats, funny ones.
Mapamura. As in literal, lumabas na yung letter T eh.
Okay. Sige, the top 10 beauty pageant quotes.
Huwag kang ganyan, Del. Huwag naman tayo magsiraan ng trabaho.
Oo nga eh. If you want to join us, key in RX, space your entries, and send them to 2299. Or tweet us via twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Beauty Pageant Quotes.
The Morning Rush. Chico, Delamar, Gino.
It's Chico. It's Delamar.
And it's Gino.
On The Morning Rush. Part 2.
The Morning Rush. Top 10.
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Monster Radio RX 93.1. Time for the top 10 for today. Can we just thank the 3 people who suggested this? LS Dominique, I'm Kiko Rabe, and I'm Mrs. Bond. The top 10 beauty pageant quotes. Let's start off with Chenong. So the host goes, contestant number 4. What is your message to your co-contestants? Ang message ko po, try again next year. I thank you.
Thank you, Miss Bitchy.
Diba? Parang try again. Sorry. It's mine na this year eh. Andre Knight says, ang kagandahan ko ay parang sapatos ng Marikina. Pang export. I thank you. Kasi diba, Miss Universe?
Hey, wait a minute.
What?
Why? Huh? Why that?
Hindi naman
totoo yun. Hindi, kasi if she wins Miss Universe...
Ah, tama. O nga naman.
Ano ba iniisip mo?
Wala.
Ano ba iniisip mo,
Del? Wala. Wala ako iniisip. Wala. Nothing.
Dine okay. Girl says, host goes, contestant number 18, what is your hobby? And the girl goes, collecting. Very nice. So, you're a collector of what? Contestant goes, anything, I'm a klepto.
Anything, I'm a klepto.
I'm like, she's so calm. I'm so like, calm. Where is this going?
Malditang Divine says, buhay mo ay sisigla kung humanap ka ng pangit tulad ni, for example, candidate number 3.
Nanira pa.
Saka very specific.
Grabe, ugat.
Alam mo, hindi niya kasundo.
Hindi lang yun. Choose the one who's coming after you.
Yes.
Diba?
Pepe says, contestant number 10, ano ang payo mo sa mga hindi mananalo? If at first you don't success, join them. I think... Nag-alo-alo.
Ito, si the James Herald says, yeah. Mula sa Maldives at enjoy na enjoy sa bakasyon with you-know-who, Chico Garcia, 50-ish.
Walang yakin.
So, 50-ish talaga, no?
Ang kapal! 50-ish.
Pero ang kapal mo ha, the James Harold. Pero ang sarap, basahin.
You are yung pinapalamanan mo ng hamburger.
Bund.
I'm bond.
But you know what? For some strange reason, even when he says a corny joke, it's not
That's
as bad as when you say it.
You shut up!
No,
I thought you were
true.
No, that was my point.
What's your point? That you're really...
Eden, I really don't have comic timing. It's not so much that it's not funny, because I could be... If you cooperated with me...
You could be funny.
No, I could supply him the lines, and then let's just test. No, test lang. Test lang. Tapos you say it, and I bet people will laugh.
Doña Quixote. Kasi babae ka.
Tapos delusional din.
Sino yung ano? Who's the guy?
Sancho
Pancho. That Don Quixote.
Si Sancho? Sancho Pancho, di ba?
Sancho Pancho?
Sino na yung Pancho?
Never mind.
Sancho Pancho.
I think of something else. Ako si Poklong says, contestant number 21, what do you consider your greatest flaw? And ninenervous si ano?
Ninenervous
si contestant.
Sa sobrang nervous na nagsustutters eh.
Ninenervous kami.
So sa sobrang ano niya, naghalo-halo yung mga pinipair niya. My greatest flaw? World peace!
That's your flaw?
Hindi, kasalanan niya daw kasi na walang world peace.
Easy and Rila says, if I win, I would be like a genie. Your wish is my commando. Ay, siya kasi mahiling magparty. Alice Dominique says, I'm proud of my working hands. Mary Palmer, 18 years old, mas bate.
Explain.
Huh?
Explain.
No, because she's a hard laborer. Mary Palmer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Tsaka,
kaya she's proud
how
of her.
How helpful Gino is.
She's proud of her working. She's she works as a cargador.
You enjoy these steps of entries, no?
Sa ano sa LaSalle, our script is called Palmer. So that's why yung I work with my hands. Kasi it's a script.
Yes, you do. Do you work with your hands every night?
It's a script.
He writes down what he researches on.
Oy, I don't just write in the evening. I write
all day long. I write all
day long. As long as there's internet, you write all day long.
No, nagkasabay ba tayo ng room, nagsusulat ka ba?
Ay, okay ka ha. Pagkatulog mo. No, of course not. Gross.
Magkatabi pa naman tayo.
And, ano ko kakanta ka? Magkatabi pa naman tayo.
Yaya Bangenge says, magandang tanghali po. Ako po si Luz Viminda Cortez mula sa Camarines Sur. Sumalangit po ang inyong kaluluwa! Naubusan siya lang. Dapat di ba may mga parang something liner ka?
Yes.
Parang magandang gabi po sa inyo.
Sumalangit po ang inyo.
SNL.
Ay.
SNK. Sumalangit.
Huh?
S. Meron yun eh. Three letters.
Oh, yeah. Three letters na parang rest in peace.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Exactly.
Sumalangit.
The Tagalog version. And the entry that caps off the bottom half of the top 10 beauty pageant quotes comes from Mash Plutonium.
Mash Plutonium says...
Contestant number 1, what is a beauty pageant all about? It's about beauty and pageant. I thank you.
You know, actually, it's a good question.
Yeah.
I love the question.
What is it all about?
Because I don't even know what it's about.
Because if you just say pagandahan, it's not really true.
Oh, because otherwise...
you're supposed to represent something.
Plus, otherwise, why would there be a Q&A?
Yeah.
That's
pagandahan na talaga.
And it's not always the prettiest who wins.
Yes, exactly. Kawawa naman yung mga nanalang di maganda.
Pero in fairness, the past few... Pero grabe, I like the one who won again, si Ara. She's the fourth straight... from the same modeling agency.
Ooh.
Diba?
So what an accomplishment for the modeling agency.
Yeah.
Has it been, you know? So it's consecutive?
As in,
so
from Shamsi to Janine to the new winner, all from the same.
Wait, Venus pa?
Venus then.
Okay, so Venus, three. Yeah.
So Venus, Shamsi, Janine,
and
the new one.
Ariella.
Mm-hmm. And of the top five, three.
Her name's Ariella.
Ariella.
We already know what she's going to endorse next.
What?
A detergent.
Mm-hmm.
But her nickname is Ara.
Okay.
Ara.
All right.
What's your last name? It's also A.
Arida. Nice name.
Does she say para Arida para or Arida?
I tapos she could also endorse Arida Land.
Ay, Jesus God. Pahinga ka na, Gina. Nag-hallucinate ka na. All right.
Kakainom ko lang ng gamot, okay?
Beauty pageant quotes. KNRX, face your entries. And send them to 3399. Or tweet us by twitter.com/RX931. Please include hashtag The Morning Rush and hashtag Beauty Pageant.
The Morning Rush. Top 10. The
Morning Rush. Top 10.
Yes.
We have a show to finish.
I know. That's what I'm trying.
Yoo-hoo.
Yodale.
Yoo-hoo.
So weird. Anyway.
Okay. We've got our final batch of the top 10 for today. Thank you to LS Dominique. I am Kiko Rabe. I am Mrs. Bond for suggesting the top 10 beauty pageant quotes. Let's start off. Let me see here. Let's start off with Butter...
Butter baby.
Look, it's written
here. Butter baby.
Don't talk like that,
baby.
Come here, baby.
It's very, very.
Baby.
So, Butter baby says.
Strawberry. But I'm gonna. Strawberry. Blueberry. Blueberry.
It's so bad.
No? Strawberry.
Anong flavor ng ice cream favorite?
Strawberry.
Ang favorite mo.
Favorite mo?
Strawberry, raspberry, at blueberry. Pero yung sa blueberry, nakuha yung initial B. Blueberry.
So, favorite mo yun? Very much. So, Butter Vavy says, contestant number 5, what is your motto? Sagot niya, Kawasaki.
Kasi ni Hoto.
Motor.
Motor. One is your... Sabagay, motocross nga naman siya.
Yeah, diba?
What is motto? I mean, the M-O-T-O as a prefix.
Hindi, kasi...
No, the prefix. I'm talking about the prefix.
Ah, okay, not the word.
M-O-T-T-O ang motto, diba?
Oh.
Motto.
What about it?
No, M-O-T-O. What, diba, auto means self-moving.
Yes.
And automobile means a thing that can move itself.
Yes.
But... motto?
Manual auto.
No, like, where is it used as a prefix?
Motolite. What? Hindi ba? Motocross.
Motocross. I think it's
no, motor pa rin.
Motor
pa rin.
Yeah. It's not so much like a, I don't think it really stands for like a, you know, the way it's a Latin prefix.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't think so. Okay. It's more like a, actually, it's a portmanteau. Motor parang something, I think. Cross stands for something else, diba? Parang moto is like motor.
Let's see. Motocross.
Oh, ano? Why cross?
Siguro motor cross country.
Cross country, I think.
Baka.
Yeah.
Motor.
No,
but
cross.
Cross! Counting cross.
Cross! Motor cross.
Cross country! Oh my god.
That's very bad. That's very bad.
Gross.
Hey, when you cross on over Tobago.
Do you cross your heart?
When you cross on over Tobago, don't forget to get the strawberry.
Yuck, how gross. Yuck, how gross.
Hey.
Okay, ako si Poklong says, contestant number 8, how much pressure do you feel right now? And she answers, about 300 pascals.
Wow. I don't even know what a pascal is.
Unit of pressure. Mm-hmm. Jim Kirk said.
Sorry, 8 Kirk 8 was just saying, according to Wiki, moto means movement, manner of movement particularly, or movement with increased rapidity.
I think cross a motocross.
Cross-country motorcycle race over a closed course of rough terrain with steep hills and sharp curves, also called the scramble.
Homer says, contestant number 8, who is your favorite fictitious character? My favorite fictitious character is Jose Rizal. Mali. Tapos isa pang tanong sa
kanya. Dear, he exists.
Follow up.
He's okay. Real.
He existed.
Okay, ganito na lang po. Who is your favorite superhero? Hmm. In that case, Hulk Hogan. Walang
tumama.
Fishmark says, contestant number 2, kailan mo nalamang maganda ka? It's actually a nice question.
Hey, that's a nice question.
Nalaman ko pong maganda ko ngayon lang nung nakita ko ang mga kalaban ko.
Grabe.
Talaga naging Miss Bitchy eh.
Half-baked boy. Contestant number 5, are you still... Hindi, ito, true story.
Mm.
The judge asked, are you still a virgin? Maria Isabel Lopez answered, if I say yes, will I get the crown?
That's a beautiful answer.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
And she really blew them away.
And also, what she's not saying, which is, I'm not, but you want me to say I am.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to jeopardize winning the crown. I mean, it's
that's
all
what
in
I'm
this
saying.
One.
If you do a quirky answer like that, you have to carry it.
Yeah.
And, you know,
not
go,
come off
go
as bitchy
way.
Or exactly. Not come off
and
as...
And she did not. She said she looked very funny.
Right.
And she did that. I saw a video.
Actually, I know. It's not just funny. It tells you...
At saka the nature of the beauty contest.
Yes. Yes.
You know, you're not really asking me. You're trying to catch me.
Yeah.
And
how
see
can
what I'm
I...
Because
one of their responsibilities is to... should they win... Binibining Pilipinas Universe, they will have, if they become Miss Universe, they have to appeal to everybody.
And she answered this on Miss Universe, not Binibining Pilipinas.
Not Binibining Pilipinas.
Oh.
She was our contestant. And she
I can't wait for the day when somebody from the Q&A asks a question and then goes like, that's just too much of a personal question. Next.
Diba?
Very Anathaway.
Si Anathaway.
Or yung hindi niya masagot, sagot niya, I don't encourage this kind of questioning.
Quincy says,
we've already talked about this.
Contestant number 1, why did you join a beauty pageant? She answers, kasi po wala pong ugly pageant. I thank you.
But had there been one, I would have joined.
Rusty Clicker says, what advice can you give to women who want to join the pageant? My advice is stay out of my way and you won't get hurt. Katakot. Madison Camille says, exotic man sa inyong paningin, sa foreigner naman ay habulin. I thank you. And Malditang Divine says, kung noon ay panahon ng hapon, ngayon naman panahon ng judgemon. Break it down, yo.
Break it down, yo. Gusto yung may ano. Break it down, yo.
Break it down, yo.
Meron siyang neck movement.
Break it down, yo.
Parang may neck, may, what is it? What is
a
it
neck
called?
Throw,
like
a
neck
yeah.
throw. Yeah.
And the top beauty pageant quote comes from Akosi Poklong.
Akosi Poklong says,
contestant number 30, how do you see yourself in 10 years? Sagot siya. I see myself in 10 years as a former Miss Universe.
Wow!
Diba?
But
that's actually
that's
a really
that's
good
answer.
That's a really good answer. Diba?
10 years from
former
now, I'm
Miss
gonna
Universe.
Be a former Miss Universe.
They will be referring to me as former Miss Universe.
Pwede rin, sige. Ulitin mo yan.
How do you see yourself in 10 years?
I see myself 10 years older.
How do you see yourself in 10 years? About 29 years.
How do you see yourself in 10 years? With a crystal ball.
How far will you go to win this crown? Up to Tagaytay.
Nilagyan ng distansya.
How far will you go? Maybe as far as Tagaytay.
But beyond that, No way.
No more. Pag umabot na Batangas, tama na. Kota na yung Tagaytay.
I will not go that far. Okay, what about that? Do we have one? Wala na, no?
Wala.
Ako meron, pero ang pangit kasi.
Go, Del.
Pwede, can you, ano?
Ask the question.
It's not special.
Del, let's go.
Now.
Delamar. 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 Stop chanting with us and say it.
Oh, go. Deliver it.
Kunyari ako. Ano yung tono nila? How do they say it?
Teka, this is what? Yung sa start?
Di ba they say where they're from?
Yung intro.
Oh, let's say.
Delamar.
Yeah. Hi, good evening. My name is Delamar. I'm, huh? Ayoko.
Wala na agad. Q&A.
Dapat.
Ano mo? Kung sinabi mo yun, na-atras na ako. Never mind.
Runner up na lang.
Hindi, I lie. Sige.
Sige.
Ano nga? What's ano? Hi, my name is Delamar, 24, from Putatan, Rizal. I know what you're thinking.
Ay, nako.
What am I thinking?
Na I'm a Rizaleño.
Kasi like,
Rizalian.
Hindi kasi diba ka, ano ka, anak ng Pasig.
Oo.
Anak ng Pasig nga naman kayo.
Kung anak ka ng... Anak ka ng Rizal.
Oo. So anak ka ng ano? Putatan.
Putatan Rizal.
Okay.
Maldives, okay ako sa... Okay,
yo. Putatan Rizal.
Kayo, what about you?
Pwede ka rin maging anak ng ano?
Sige na, yun ang entry na natin.
What's... Oh, kunyari kayo yung mag-beauty pageant.
Ay, sige.
I'm excited, Chico.
Good.
Wait, ito na naman. Nabe-pressure na naman ako.
Sige. Same question kami sa
ko. Okay.
Age before beauty.
Make it serious.
So obviously, Chico
serious.
Has to come first.
Make it serious. Sige.
Wait, who's gonna ask the question?
Si Del. Okay. Siya yung ano, host slash judge.
Judge.
Okay. Contestant number Chico.
Contestant number 49, which is strangely close to...
Shut up. This is my moment, bitch.
This is really what's gonna happen. This is my moment, bitch.
What is the essence of a transgender?
Thank you for that wonderful question.
I'm buying time.
You are a very beautiful judge.
Thank you.
The essence of a transgender has a little bit chicken flavor and maybe a couple of eggs.
Contestant number Gino. The same question, diba?
Ah, same question.
Oh,
same question.
Yun, yeah. Diba?
Oh, same really? Question. Is what? It the same question for the different contestants?
Sometimes they used to do that sa Miss Universe.
What? Hindi, pag kayo yung final five. Diba ganyan? One question na lang. One question, nasa soundproof booth kayo.
Oh, go. Stop protesting. Stop protesting. And just
don't say that after you say two
eggs. Stop the protestations.
What is the essence of a transgender?
I thank you for that wonderful question.
You beautiful
and
judge.
May I just say that I'm a big fan of your show. I'm a ginormous fan of your show. Okay. I honestly think that the essence of being a transgender is that you have the ability to enjoy being the best of both worlds. You know, having being a part of the of both worlds. You get the you get the
I'm telling
you competitive.
I told you I'm competitive.
Yes, seryoso.
No, it's because you can enjoy.
Makakairita.
Kasi talo ka na.
You're just jealous, bitch.
This is my moment. Bitch.
This is my moment, bitch.
No, that's gender pa. Etong sa inyo.
Look, we gotta go, guys.
Okay, we'll see
you guys. All right, thank you. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, it's a very different sked today, if you're tuning in. We'll have Quick Fix right after the Morning Rush. So it's Alvin and Jinri.
Mm-hmm.
Watch for Live Wire this afternoon.
All right. You can check them out at 4 to 7. Then, of course, after that, it's Daily Sir. Well, okay,
whale.
So it's Whale.
Whale.
Baby.
Whale.
All right. So
say hello. Hello. Say hello. Say hello.
Hello.
Hello. What were you going to say?
No, I was just saying that it's so it's Quick Fix right after this.
Yeah.
At 10 to 1, and then it's a Daily Survey with Louis D and Karen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's Live Wire at 4 to 7.
Mm-hmm.
And then Wild and Wicked with Sarah, Hazel, and Jay.
Wow.
And then you've got Tom and Chris after that. And then it's Andre.
All right.
And
so
then it's back to us.
It's back to us.
Back to us.
It's back to us.
What's happening?
All right. We'll see you guys tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.